is there a way that you as a business owner can put that rental under your business?
I can owe money and make money at the same time. That's America. It's like, oh shit, they know their rights. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing, renting or using anyone else for things you can't do. Know your rights before you get into a contract. Welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher, and it's been a fun fucking day. As you can see, yeah, bloodshot eyes. Let's get into it. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the post notifications. You got to know when we're posting and when the videos come out. Otherwise, you have no idea what's going on in our lives, and it's juicy. It's always so good. From an average business owner to you. All right. So have you seen the debate? Did you watch it at all?
No.
Massacre for both parties. Absolutely. Horrible. Joe Biden is old and senile. Trump is deluded, but I don't give a shit. I'm going to vote for Trump because we are MAGA Republicans. I'm more conservative than anything, but conservative values. The policies are all horrible for everyone. They are too old to know, do whatever. I'm speaking on it, and I say fuck it all. It's great. My life was better under Trump. That's all I'm going to say. Biden can whisk off to a senile old home with as many as a millions he's made off of Ukraine, Russia, China, all the fun stuff. Nobody cares about your golf swing, and it sure as hell is in the six handicap, you fucking liar. Other than that, there was a move recently from Woodward. I left this, you know, God-infested place. It's very religious out here. It's very religious to where it makes you feel not okay to not be religious. I kind of like Enid because it seems like there's a lot more sinners, a lot less people wearing helmets out there. Also, we're in the rich neighborhood, so we're fine. But it's such a nice house.
Damn. That must be nice.
Dude, it's crazy.
What does that feel like?
You know, it feels nice. You come in, you kick your feet off, and then you hide in any part of the house and the kids can't find you. It's all I've ever wanted.
Just to hide.
Let's go play hide and seek. You count to 30. I'm going to go hide. And then it's, where's daddy? It's dinner time. I've been in the fucking bath the whole time. They never even, you know,
nice.
never looked. Now they're all playing on the trampoline. I hooked up the trampoline with the lights for my daughter's birthday. She loved it. We've got Daddy Doug there, who's my daughter's biological father. Mm-hmm. That's working out great. We've got my parents there. Somewhat okay. Dude, it's weird because with this move, I thought everyone was going to come together and be all nice to each other. And then it turns out everyone thinks that I'm just a cuck. And like, okay with my wife talking to the baby daddy and like, they're getting along and like, oh, what is that about? Why are they conspiring against you? Like, or the baby daddy's got his own agenda and he's just trying to take your daughter away from you. And I'm like, fucking do it. Have fun. You know, take more kids off my hands. I'm here 365.
Mm-hmm.
He's here 2 months of the year. Right?
Right.
So have as much fun while you can, when you can. And we're on the same, like, very friendly boat. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to me. Like, we feel like it's the best option for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
He'll watch my kids. You know, we get to go out and have fun, vice versa. But, man, we took the kids to Brickopolis in Oklahoma City on Saturday. I just took off from here. I was like, nope, going out there. That was fun as shit. Like, a road trip with him. No ladies, no nothing. Just us.
Just the boys.
I underestimated him. He's going through a hard time. He needs he definitely needs to change the shit he's got going on at home in Sacramento, but he seems like a normal dude nowadays. Like, he went through therapy and changed a lot of his, you know, perceived notions of being like angry ghetto gangbanger.
Mm-hmm.
Just wants to be dad and live his life.
That's good.
The home though, man, you gotta come by. You gotta come by.
I know.
It's like, fuck, tonight, tomorrow, come by. It's fucking nice. It's nice. Two living rooms, giant foyer. Got to set up my office. Already set up the garage and the workshop. Big ass shed. Huge yard, front and back. Four bedrooms. I even have a linen closet. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's rich.
No. What's rich is having a sink in your washroom so that you can pre-stain and clean your clothes before you throw them into the dishwasher, or not the dishwasher, but into the laundry and the washer and dryer. And so we have a private sink that has detergent and cleaner in the pump. Like, there's a living fucking maid.
How's it feel to be in the 1%?
It's pretty fucking good.
Sounds like it.
So good that I had pest control come out and they were like, oh, $350 to spray the outside of your house. And I was like, do it.
Because this house isn't crawling with spiders and cockroaches.
It is crawling. It is crawling.
It is?
It is. But now there's a barrier because I paid $350 that they go, can't touch it.
At least they're not all inside.
Can't touch it. And that's how the cookie crumbles. There was wasps all over it. I got stung in the fucking ear. You saw last week. It was all bad. I hated that house for about 15 minutes. I got stung in the ear twice by wasps. Ear blew up like I had cauliflower. But at least my son didn't get stung because the whole idea was like pulling him out of the shed. Called Orkin. They handled it. Man, that house is so nice and so cheap. For if we compared that house in California as a rental to here, mm-hmm. it's a $5,000 a month house.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God.
That's nuts, right?
It's horrible.
It's horrible, but it's also so great. Living on a baller's budget. I like rentals. I don't have to maintain, like, the fucking Orkin cost wasn't on me. I was like, yeah, do it. Sent it to the landlord. Reimbursed. Oh, water softener is out. Okay. Reimbursed.
Immediately.
Immediately.
God, that must be nice.
So nice.
Yeah.
Such a nice thing.
Actually reimburse you for that.
Yeah. Instantly. Wire transfer. For only like $500. Like, bing.
Oh, yeah.
But the move has been quite interesting. Because
mm-hmm.
as we've talked about before, the landlord for the Oklahoma Woodward house was like, well, here's your options. You're in a lease.
Mm-hmm.
We're not break this lease unless you pay me so much money per month and get new people in. And there's
the one-page lease.
The one-page lease. Well, come to find out, like a week before we actually were finished moving, he just kind of dropped all the bullshit and was like, okay, Mr. Love, I come. I bring you thing. We get it finished. You be done. You come out. Boom. Take the signs down. It's all fine. Okay. Thank you. And he's Korean. He always does the bow thing and like, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I didn't realize that like 3 days before we were moving, there was a bunch of drama upstairs. From where our business is, there's a massage parlor. I've talked about them very much. So I was like, you know, I should go up there. I got a gift card. I should go up there. I got a gift card. I never got to go up there because I'm always busy because I have a lot of shit to do because I run various businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. It's hard on your back and on your groin. And apparently they service groins up there. These two women making their very public statements against this business. I decided to forward it to the landlord and to the people in local authorities that I knew were looking into the matter. And it seems like it's a very warranted thing because the store is not open anymore. But when the landlord came in today, which was after my inspection, he just looked, no. No, I would no.
Just so surprised.
So surprised, flabbergasted. Yet he's a business partner in that business.
What?
Yes. But back to my walkthrough, what I didn't really expect during that whole fight with him about like, hey, we can handle it however you want to handle it, but here's we're moving, here's my options. I did not expect him to just lay down, tuck tail,
mm-hmm.
and pay me out my deposit. He didn't even look at the house. He just wrote the check, said, yeah, absolutely. Here you go.
Just gave you everything back.
Everything. I was like, really? Okay. Yeah. Here's the things that I said were wrong. And here's everything I told you. And here's what you got to do. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I don't have to fight. We're free and clear.
See, what's probably going to happen is he's probably going to be like, hey, Mr. Love, can you be my, can I get a letter written on my character?
In the court case?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'll write that letter. It won't be flattering, but I'll write that letter. The idea, though, that he basically just tucked tail, I think the biggest identifier absolutely was the fact that I was like, okay, whatever you believe right now, here's my options. We can take it to court, but here's what I know. Here's mm-hmm. what my paperwork says. X, Y, and Z. And I told him flat out, we're already moved. We're giving you not even required, but proper notice because we respect you and we don't have a lease. So we're going to end up everything right on the first. It'll be done. Here you go. Bada boom, bada bing. We'll do our walkout. We'll repair anything that we've done, anything that's not repaired yet that's on your end. And then we can go from there. But if you're going to try and charge us, I'd be more than happy to see that through. And I don't think he's seen or had anybody in Oklahoma that was like, oh shit, they know their rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing, renting or using anyone else for things you can't do. Know your rights before you get into a contract anywhere. I think that was some of my biggest flaws when I started my business is not knowing contract rights when it comes to providing and getting something in a contract, because any good or legal contract has two things. One, I get something and you get something. Two, there's a price for those things. It's never just a trade. There has to be a set amount or profit of it. Boy, I didn't know that one. Like, I think the first fuck up, I had signed up for a credit card processor and ended up paying $4,000 out of my first year in business. And it was way more than I was making on the credit cards because I was doing mainly cash. So I think I transferred and had that on my credit for 3 or 4 months after they went negative. And then I signed up for Yellow Pages advertising and gave them access to my back end on my website through GoDaddy. And they took my website and were like, yeah, we're going to make it X, Y, and Z. Never gave it back. And now they want to sell me my website, which was lovetofix.com, LOVE2TOFix.com. And it was almost $12,000.
Jesus. It's
like, you're out of your effing mind.
Right.
And they wanted me to pay to advertise for 12 months on a contract. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
It's horrible.
So we got out clean, clear. And then my wife was trying to tell me that I needed to go into the water station today to cancel the water because she got called and got told, no, 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 you have to cancel in person. I'm like, okay, I'll go in. So I call them just to, hey, what time you guys close? I need to cancel. And they're like, oh, we can do that over the phone. This lady's like, well, your wife didn't even know your name. I'm like, what? Well, your name here says Christopher Edward Blaine Bull. What?
Yeah, what?
Christopher Edward Bull is my name in their system. Instead of Christopher Edward - Blaine Love, it was Edward - BLL. Blaine L, get it? Because they couldn't fit my name.
Yeah.
So they cut it, and then she couldn't verify, so they wanted her to come down in person, but they didn't tell her that, so they gave her the runaround. So we paid an extra week's worth of water, which was like fucking $30.
Still.
Yeah.
It's a principle.
I've also miscalculated what the electricity cost was going to be at that house because of what the landlord in the new house told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really going to pay like $15 a day in electricity to come out back and forth. Not bad, but it's pretty fucked up. That's like $750 a month just in travel costs. So that 4 or 5 days a week is turning into 3 real quick. Doesn't really matter. I'm renting the business has 2 rooms in my house, my studio and my spare bedroom, because mm-hmm. if I ever need to stay over in Enid and it's, you know, for work, I have a computer in there and it's got my router. So that rental, I'm writing off that space because that's my workspace and then my studio space and then all my storage. So all square footage of that gets rented off. And then I have to have at least 3 barbecues a year in Enid to rent that house for roughly like $7,000 every quarter. I can get as a write-off, a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'll be renting those premises to this business saying, hey, we can have a party or do training activities or management activities at that house. So I'll take all the employees, send them to Enid, fill you all with wings, beer, et cetera, and then let you sleep in the fucking spare bedrooms. It'd be great. And then I get, you know, almost $20,000 off my taxes.
Nice.
But that's the smart thing to do when you have a rental. If you don't have a rental and you own your home, it's a little different. There's square footage, meters, matters.
I actually have a question about that. Mm-hmm. Some of these contracts that I go to, they pay for housing. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you as a business owner can put that rental under your business
mm-hmm.
and then like everybody there is like an employee? So it's employee housing?
That house is technically employee housing.
So, this one right over here?
When I rented, this was rented under Love Family LLC because I did not know if our family was going to stay there or if I was going to use it as studio space.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before we rented this. And then I was like, all right, under this LLC, I'll grab this business and we'll just use that as a rental and it'll be fine. Because $1,000 versus $800 up here. And then I was like, well, let's go downstairs. And instead of spending $1,000, I'm spending $2,400 a month. Not bad compared to a single rental in California. And so we started renting the internet. And I subsidized almost every part of this business over the last year and a half and raked it in because of it. Like I still am selling my internet to 2 other places. And I only pay $60 a month for this internet. So nice. And they pay me as equal amounts. So they don't have to get their own internet. Probably not for long with the upstairs people.
Right.
But it's funny enough that we have that place. And I think it was till today, the first, that we got to write that off, because it'll be more than half the year exactly when it goes, you know, the 6 months and the day. That house we'll have as a write-off for this year is going to be massive, because the square footage is like 2,000 square feet. And then we can rent all of that for all the events and all the money that we put in last year, and it'll offset this year. So great. Now we rented this one under our names. Sure, I had to falsify some income documents to get this house, because everything, I take a draw, but I am not on payroll for any of my businesses, because A, I've got debts. I don't want them garnishing any of my wages. I can owe money and make money at the same time. That's America. I just pick and choose who I pay. Because if you're a big corporation and your fucking interest is like $300 a month and you want me to pay $350 a month, check it. I'll settle for less. If my principal is $4,000 and the fucking debit card or the credit card says $24,000, what? I found out that basically is what one of my credit cards is. It's like $4,000 my principal and like $12,000 debt. And I'm like, what?
What?
Interest, yeah. Because, funny, separate story for another time. I'm not paying that card. I'm waiting for it to go into default, and then I'll negotiate to pay that $4,000, probably at $2,000. We love the new house, man. It's crazy. I just didn't expect all the drama once we started moving with the landlord. Mm-hmm. And then now that the drama seems to have subsided, it seems like he's in for a bigger one. Because
right.
Having sex workers above this property, having them so obvious, you know, I knew there was a lot of people living there. Like maybe they had illegal immigrants coming and going. They were funded by a grow house. That's what the original owner told me. You know, we know law enforcement has come and sniffed around, but we didn't think it was anything like that. Mm-hmm. You could not have made it more obvious. So the point of upstairs, now that you've seen the videos, you personally, what would you assume is going on?
Sex stuff.
Sex work, right?
Yeah.
They tried to tear her panties off. No extra.
Can't believe I missed it.
Sex work moanings, etc. You missed it? You didn't partake in it? You didn't? I wondered where my gift card went. No, but apparently they don't honor the gift cards either. So, who was the owner when she was up there coming down and paying me internet? That was before all the immigrants started coming in. Mm-hmm. So now there's like 9 people living there and a young child. So this is crazy. We've had law enforcement come by, ask questions. Yeah, we got the internet and everything. But they're closed now. So I don't know where they ran off to, but all the cars are gone. And then the landlord came in today after paying me that check, that beautiful, crisp $1,000 check. And then I show him the videos because I sent them to him last week. And he's like, oh my God, plays them in his fucking face, just drops. He's like, I call he's the one who has the lease. The bing bong guy, I don't know, he just has that amnesia face that we were just talking about earlier. For some reason, isn't here, and he's the one who's running the business for Sunny Sun, because she has apparently all kinds of legal trouble in other states, let alone married some guy for his money here, robbed him, and then left. So she's no longer here. I just text her just for continuity in case we ever go to court and like a happy neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right.
I text her like, hey, there's something crazy going on. We should be, you know, just trying to be nice. But yes, there's obviously a brothel in Woodward, and it is the news topic of the town. It's going down. He's got to give it a shake. And I got out right at the perfect fucking time before all the fucking Jenga started tipping over. You got political bullshit and then moving bullshit and then all the electricity bullshit and gambling. And yes, I lost some money this week after winning a bunch of money. And, you know, I'm a degenerate. It is what it is. But money comes and money goes. And how you make it is how it flows consistently. I like that.
It's good. You should put it on your windows.
I should.
Version of Biden, intellectually, analytically,
sharp
is the best Biden ever.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
He's smart. He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
And the people that I've talked to say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fired.
They say he's sharp.
There's not a problem.
He was sharp.
He was
sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
The president is sharp and he is tireless.
He is sharp.
As sharp as ever.
And he's fine. All this right-wing propaganda that his mental acuity has declined is wrong.
His brain is good. He's still great.
He is sharp in meetings.
I believe the people who say that behind closed doors, Joe Biden remains sharp.
In meetings, Joe Biden is sharp.
He's sharp. He's fit.
There is nothing to these challenges, these suggestions that somehow he's not sharp. He's sharp as a tack.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump.
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Beat it to death.
Biden is sharper.
That's the face of somebody who has dementia.
And Donald Trump, because more people believe that.
I don't know how many people I've seen that have like dementia and Alzheimer's.
My grandmother was one of them.
And that's the look that they give.
Oh, yeah. That confused, like.
The lights are on, but nobody's there. Yeah.
Dinner's ready?
Yeah. But actually, Joe Biden. His mental acuity is better than Donald Trump's.
I mean, he's sharp. He's funny.
If any one of you watching now thinks that fucking Biden is the candidate for you, that there is no one better, then please drop a comment and let me know what it is that you put into your drink every morning that makes you so hyped up on fucking life that reality doesn't exist anymore. Because this man needs to be somewhere in the shade, kept very quiet with a book and some tea, and just living the rest of his hours out in peace. He needs to not be under stress. If this was my father, I wouldn't let him run. I wouldn't let him anywhere near a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like my father had a heat stroke, and he really lost his marbles there for a minute. Good 6 months, he was just not himself. I still think he was better than this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting a bunch of like ads for, mm-hmm. not even ads, I've been getting like a bunch of videos on TikTok and Facebook about like, hey, you know, this country is offering you so-and-so X money. I'm like, honestly, like at this point and what's going on right now, I might take them up on the offer. And
oh, yeah, move to Greece. Yeah, $5,000 a month.
Kamala Harris says he is up to this task. He's, you know, sharp as a tack. He's smart. He's energetic.
One of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. If you edit it in such a way, you can make it appear that he fits this narrative, that he is slow, that he is wandering off.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap. 8.
Never.
President Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
Pierce Morgan went on with a bunch of people and Hassan Piker talking about the biggest baloney he had ever seen in his entire career was that this cunt had ever had less than an 18 handicap because I got a 20 and I would fuck him up. It wasn't Pierce, but basically offered him $100,000 to play golf to the place of his choosing. Maybe even 9 holes for $150,000, something like that, I think it was. Just no response. That's free money if you're a 6 fucking handicap. Free money. All right, where am I flying? First class, baby. Bing right. Bong. Fucking charity in my back pocket.
He has a great memory.
His mind is just as quick as ever.
He is sharp enough.
Joe Biden was sharp and on top of it.
Oh, yeah, the question of are Putin's terms acceptable? Fuck yeah, they're acceptable. Absolutely. Stop the war right now. Drop your things. Everything you've collected is yours. Spoils of war. Stop now. No NATO. That's acceptable. To me, like, just stop the killing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the question. I know why he dodged it. But
he's focused. He's bright.
The president is sharp as a tack. Sharp. Sharp as a tack.
President Biden's doctors say he is in good physical and cognitive health.
Joe Biden, sharp as a tack.
The president was sharp as a tack.
The president's very sharp because he is so sharp and he's on top of everything.
He seems right on top of it. The man is competent, alert.
Fully cognizant and sharp.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's sharp. He's
engaged. When they say sharp as a tack, do they mean like as sharp as an inanimate object? Because that's like, what he's looking
bink,
like.
Bink, bink, bink. Like, it's in. It's done. Trump's campaign managers threatened me on social media.
Threatened me on social media. I'm not joking. In response to the immunity decision from the Supreme Court this morning, I said on Twitter, according to the Supreme Court, Biden can now send in SEAL Team 6 to take them all out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. And I guess the Trump campaign didn't like that very much because Trump's campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, responded to me by saying, expect a visit. Now, what do you think that means? Is the Trump campaign threatening me with a visit? Are they saying they're going to send their guys to my house to try to keep me quiet so I won't advocate against their candidate? Is that what he's implying here? You know, I'm just using my First Amendment rights to tell them how awful their candidate is. But of course, the Trump campaign doesn't believe in all that. Trump said he wants to be a dictator on day one.
This guy's just blowing it out of proportion.
This is the perfect summary of the Trump campaign. Their candidate is so terrible that they have to resort to tactics like this.
I don't care if this was Putin's Trump campaign.
And the entire Trump campaign. No, I won't be quiet. The tens of millions of Americans who don't support Donald Trump won't be quiet either, because we see Donald Trump for what he is, a con man, a fraud, and a convicted felon.
Only tens of millions. And then Libs of TikTok says, this is the guy who suggested assassinating Trump and is now crying because he might be held accountable. Bill Ackman says, I no longer blame POTUS for Biden for not stepping aside. He no longer has the mental acuity to make important judgments about himself. Becoming increasingly clever how ever the fault lies with FLOTUS, Joe Biden. Relevant in the moment, her husband, no longer the president, no more Air Force One, no more glamorous life, no more White House dinners and dignitaries, no more being treated like a queen when traveling the world. Sorry to be harsh, has to be entirely clear. First Lady values is best for herself and over her husband's health and safety, security of the country at large. Stress is a contributor to neurological deterioration, and the doctors must have told her so. This is about how much stress she is putting Biden under by making him continue. Now, in public appearances, she treats him like an infant. You answered every question. Or as an old man as she walks him off the stage and she gets a crowd wound up cheering at events. Perhaps she thinks the crowd is cheering for her. Power has clearly grown as she gets weaker, and she likes the feeling of power. She speaks for the president when he can't or when he is napping. She tells his team and staff when he is available and when he is not. She likes being in control. We all do. Which begs the questions. How many decisions is the president actually made by the FL? Her friends don't like her. Don't tell her the truth. They want her to continue to be invited to the White House. And be able to say that they are friends with the FL and the presidents. Joe Biden is destroying her own legacy along with the presidents. The whole thing would just be a tragedy for Biden family if it didn't put the country at greater risk in the world in turmoil. Perhaps she didn't understand what sickness is and health meant. I will say Bill Ackman's hilarious. All the shit he's putting on Twitter right now. Yeah, they said no service member died.
So while deployed under the Biden administration, and everyone expects me to be really angry about that statement, about him not remembering that sacrifice that my husband made. But here's a little secret. I was already fucking angry because when I had to fly for 12 hours with my 16-month-old to Dover Air Force Base, 8 hours after learning my husband died to receive his remains back into the United States, you know who couldn't be bothered to show up to that dignified transfer? Joe Biden. I had to get on a flight 8 hours after I learned my husband died and fly for 12 hours with a breastfeeding 16-month-old and sit in the rain at 1 a.m. to welcome my husband, his remains, in a flag-covered casket back onto U.S. soil.
Stay strong, girl.
But he couldn't be bothered.
They never can.
So, no. I'm not angry about his statement. I've been angry for a long fucking time, and I've been knowing that he does not give a fuck.
Damn.
That's the truth. That's the Liz Churchill. My heart goes out to you. I just saw the fucking Jill Biden thing right here.
Carolina and across America, who are working hard to find a secure place in the middle class. The moms.
They just skipped to the middle class.
I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies, his optimism is undaunted.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie! Yes.
Here
his face is stuck.
And across America.
Is there a video in here about the side to side comparison?
Oh yeah, but Trump lied a bunch of shit about a bunch of shit, embellished really.
No, about the difference of 4 years, what that did to Biden.
Oh,
first of all, thank you for doing this and looking forward to this, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jim.
The American people have a right to have a say in who the Supreme Court nominee is, and that say occurs when they vote for a United States senators and when they vote for the President of the United States. They're not going to get that chance now because we're in the middle of an election already. The election has already started. Tens of thousands of people have already voted. And so the thing that should happen is we should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is, because that's the only way the American people get to express their view, is by who they elect as president and who they elect as vice president. Now, what's at stake here is the president's made it clear he wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. He's been running on that. He ran on that. And first of all,
he had the largest national debt.
Jesus Christ.
In a four-year period.
Holy shit.
Number two.
I've never seen that. Holy shit.
Benefited the very wealthy. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system.
Thank you for doing this.
So for example, we have 1,000.
Fucking Tales from the Crypt.
1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaire.
The American people have a right to have a say
in America.
Yeah.
God damn. Who the fuck lets that happen? In what world is this president fucking capable? This looks like your average run-of-the-mill fucking grandpa, right? Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. This looks like the grandpa that had three strokes and is still on Valium.
Right. Like 2020, articulable. Still knows what's going on, knows what he's doing. Now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, this is even, civil rights, this is even better.
And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
He wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare to,
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the COVID.
It's wild.
You're right. That's fucking nuts.
Dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if
you will determine the outcome of this election, vote. Vote, vote. If you're able to vote early in your state, vote early. If you're able to vote in person, vote in person. Vote whatever way is the best way for you, because you will. He cannot stop you.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Wild.
Okay, I'm going to go to a video of 2020 with me. Okay, so 2019, January. This is me with a pimple on my face versus me now. Not too much of a difference. A couple more wrinkles, that's it. Some thicker cheeks.
A little darker from being out in the sun.
Yeah, that's about it. The dumbest thing fucking Biden or Trump said, the dumbest thing on election night was that they take the baby out and then they decide after the fact. Apparently there was a comment made where, like, you know, abortion can go all the way to under 9 months if they already have birth and they can decide after the fact. But that was like a fucking story ran somewhere else and the governor of somewhere commented on it. And he really ran with that statement. The dumbest thing is thinking that any state would ever approve post-birth death of an infant. Trump, you're fucking retarded. This is the bleach in the veins thing. You'll never die down. When people start looking at this and going like, he's a fucking idiot.
Right.
Shut the fuck up and stick to the points.
My ears to say, Joey, nobody's better than you, but you're no better than anybody else. Maybe it's the Scranton. You got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Worried about whether they can make next month's mortgage payment. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is. That's why it is what it is. He is who he is.
Jesus Christ. Joe Biden will address the nation on Trump's Supreme Court immunity win tonight at 7:45. Get your popcorn ready. Well, we'll let you know. Trump is immune. He's got the immunity, baby. I'm sorry. He is immune. Thank the heavens he's got immunity. You let us know how all this crazy shit is affecting you, your home, your money. And if we can give you any comments, tips, or tricks, I've got a million little businesses that make money every day. And I can tell you how to do it in the comments below, or you send us an email at duringbizhours@gmail.com. And maybe we'll put your story out. Maybe we help you do something new. Maybe that'd be a good little side thing. Tell us what you're trying to do and maybe where you're not succeeding a little bit, and we can give you some help, some tips, some tricks, maybe some ways to save some money on the tax end, like I do, and then we'll go from there. But we love the likes, the comments, the subscriptions. Comment and share your favorite points, and we'll see you next time on During Business Hours.
Life can be super happy, life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably